We are just one day away from a pivotal midterm election with control of the U.S. House and Senate up for grabs and several key races statewide and locally as well. Early voting wrapped up on Saturday with more than 2 million early votes cast across the state. That's up 13% from the last midterm in 2018. Not so much in Orange County, where 41,589 early votes were cast. That's actually down about 4% from 2018. Statewide, News and Observer reports 38% of early voters were registered Democrats, 31% were Republicans, 30% was unaffiliated. The average age of early voters was 58. If you haven't voted yet, polls are open all day tomorrow from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And as always, we're your election night headquarters here on 97.9 The Hill. Tune in starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for live coverage. I'll be here along with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling and the entire 97.9 The Hill news team. Minute by minute, updates once the polls close, plus analysis of the results and interviews with some of the winning candidates. Tomorrow may be election day, but tonight is the night for UNC men's basketball. Carolina's season opener hosting UNCW in the Smith Center. Tar Heels are number one in the AP preseason poll for the 10th time, more than any other school. The last nine times, they went on to win the national championship twice in 1982 and 2009. Carolina's top ranking has a lot to do with experience, as four starters return from last year's team that made the NCAA final, and they're joined by grad transfer Pete Nance, who started the last three seasons at Northwestern. But the Tar Heels have several key freshmen as well, including Seth Trimble and Tyler Nickel, who combined for 20 points off the bench in Carolina's exhibition win over Johnson C. Smith last week. Here's head coach Hubert Davis on Trimble and Nickel.
You know, Seth's, like, athleticism is real. And his ability to push the ball and be able to be faster than people without the ball while he has the ball and attack the basket with athleticism and power and strength, it's nice to have on the team. And he's extremely athletic, and you know, from an offensive standpoint, he can get to the basket pretty much anytime he wants to. He's an unbelievable on-ball defender, and so also like that from him as well. And then, you know, Tyler, you know, he's a guy that you never, ever have to say, will you play harder? I mean, like, he always competes. He always plays hard. He's tough as nails. He gets after it on the defensive end. He's one of the guys in practice is always diving on loose balls. And he can really, really, really shoot, and I like that.
Thanks, Hubert Davis. Speaking there, tonight's game tips off at 9 p.m. We'll have it all for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, starting with pregame coverage at 8. Legal news now. A major ruling Friday from the state Supreme Court as judges upheld a lower court ruling ordering state officials to allocate $1.75 billion to carry out a plan to address the state's constitutional obligation to provide every child with access to a sound basic education. A lot of words to describe the Leandro case, which has been ongoing for more than two decades. Multiple courts have ruled that the state has failed to meet its obligation, but there was a dispute over how much of a role judges could play in ordering the state to act. The ruling was 4-3, with all the Democrats on one side and all the Republicans on the other. And as per usual in the Leandro case, the legal fight is not over. It's back down now to another lower court judge to hear arguments about the specific dollar amount. And then there's a good chance we'll see yet another appeal after that. In local government, not too many meetings this week due to Election Day, but the Orange County School Board meets tonight at 7 with an agenda that includes a discussion of recommendations from the district's Equity Task Force. Chatham and Durham County Commissioners also meet tonight. Durham's agenda includes a discussion of transit for Durham and Orange counties. Get the full rundown of local government meetings, including links to agendas, on our website, chapelboro.com. Now we head to campus, where the UNC School of Law held a ceremony on Friday to reveal a portrait honoring Sylvia X. Allen, who became the school's first black female graduate back in 1962. Alumni, faculty, and current students were on hand, along with members of Allen's family, including her daughter, Catherine Allen, who urged students to follow her mother's example.
If you don't have a Sylvia Allen as your mother, or someone in your life who's going to demand that you always strive for excellence, we invite you to channel our mom. Seriously. Every time you go there and you think, oh, I'm tired, I don't really want to do that extra step, that was who she was. She always presented excellence in every way that she could, whether it was a dinner party or us or our shoes or whatever it was. She loves shoes and hats, by the way. Okay. Yesterday, I think, Amy, you sent me a video that some of the students had done, and I literally burst into tears. And I burst into tears when I'm listening to all these students, because I'm like, it's 60 years later. How do you all even know who my mom was? I was so moved that you were just spouting all out stuff about Sylvia Allen and this and that. It was an amazing thing for us, especially. And so, again, the thing that I really want to impart to you is legacy. What is your legacy going to be?
That's Catherine Allen speaking there. You can find photos and more highlights from that event on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Chapel Hill Tire. UNC football is up two spots to number 15 in the AP rankings this week after knocking off Virginia on Saturday 31-28, their fifth road win of the season. First time Carolina's done that since 1997. A very big win for the Heels, thanks in large part to one of the smallest players on the field, as 97.9 The Hill's Michael Coe reports.
Midway through the third quarter in Charlottesville Saturday, Virginia scored its third touchdown of the game to take a 21-17 lead. The feisty Cavaliers officially had the number 17 Tar Heels on upset alert, prompting memories of 1996 in the minds of more seasoned Carolina fans. But on the UNC sideline, junior receiver Josh Downs exuded a quiet confidence. Or maybe not so quiet, if you take head coach Mack Brown's word for it.
Josh came to me, I think, when it was 21-17. He said, "We're good, coach. We got it. Don't worry about it." I wanted to say, "Well, pick it up. I hear you. I want to see it, brother." But that's just the way these kids have done.
True to his word, Downs punctuated Carolina's next drive with a leaping touchdown catch in the end zone. It gave UNC a lead the Tar Heels would not relinquish for the rest of the afternoon. The grab was just one of 15 in a masterful performance for Downs, whose 166 receiving yards were his most since last year's game against Virginia, when he amassed a career-high 203. His catch total did set a career mark, and Downs has now caught 35 passes for 394 yards and 3 touchdowns in his last 3 games. Downs' resurgence after missing 2 early games with a leg injury has helped strengthen the Heisman campaign of his quarterback. Ironically, Drake May's incredible season has somewhat overshadowed Downs, but games like Saturday reminded everyone why the junior from Georgia has NFL scouts interested. May gave a somewhat simplified explanation for the strength of his connection with Downs.
He's a phenomenal player. He's got a knack for getting open. And when he's open, I'm going to give him the rock because, that's one of our better playmakers. So, if they're leaving him open and he's making plays, does a good job even when he's covered of getting by some players. If I have time, which I had some time, the O-line, gave him some extra time to be able to find Josh. My job is to get him the ball and give guys like him the ball.
The 2021 Biletnikoff Award semifinalist seems on track to be a contender for that honor, given to the nation's top pass catcher once again this season. And according to Downs, he's even better than he was in his record-breaking sophomore year.
It's just all the years of work put in. I got to give credit to my dad there. He told me from the jump I got to be quicker, faster. And it's just, I'm a year under my belt from last year. Like last year I was more inexperienced. I feel like I'm a much better player this year, even though I've dealt with some injuries and stuff. I feel like I can feel the game better, and I really don't feel like anybody can guard me per se, but there's some good DBs out there that I got to work for. So every week I just got to put it in, keep going.
That statement from Downs may strike some as brash, but Brown said it's just part of what makes him an outstanding player.
He's got a toughness and a chip on his shoulder. He can get a little out sometimes with others, and he's getting better at that, but that's what makes him good because he fights it. He said, I've been small my whole life, so I grew up fighting people and trying to prove who I was and how big I was and how good I was, and that's just who he is.
And at 8-1 overall and a win away from a second ACC Coastal Division title, it's safe to say the Tar Heels appreciate exactly who Josh Downs is. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Next up, the Tar Heels are at Wake this Saturday. Kickoff time is 7:30. Elsewhere in sports, top-ranked UNC field hockey won their sixth straight ACC title on Friday with a 3-2 win over fifth-ranked Virginia. Riley Heck had two goals to lead the way there. The NCAA tournament bracket is now out. Carolina will be hosting games this week starting on Wednesday with a play-in game between Delaware and Lehigh for the right to face UNC in the first round at noon on Friday. That's also in Chapel Hill. And then the winner there will face either St. Joseph's or Wake Forest, also in Chapel Hill, Sunday at 1 for a spot in the Final Four. In tennis, a big weekend for UNC's Fiona Crawley, who won the ITA Fall Singles title in San Diego. She joins UNC legend Jamie Loeb as just the second Tar Heel ever to win the ITA Fall National Championship and the ITA All-American Championship in the same year. UNC men's and women's swimming and diving beat South Carolina in a dual meet on Saturday. UNC volleyball split a pair of road matches, beating Notre Dame before losing to fifth-ranked Louisville. Not as good a weekend for UNC soccer. Both the men and women fell in the ACC tournament yesterday. The men lost 1-0 to Syracuse in the quarterfinals, a late goal for the Orange there, while the women lost 2-1 in the finals to Florida State. Tar Heel women won't have to wait long to learn their next opponent. The NCAA tournament bracket comes out at 4 o'clock today. And finally, in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes split a pair of home games, beating Buffalo 5-3 on Friday, but losing to Toronto yesterday 3-1.